Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is the boss when it comes to covering the Cleveland Browns. You know him and love him from brownzone.com. He is Scott Petrak. Hello, Scott.
What's going on, guys?
How are you, man?
The boss when it comes to covering the Browns, huh?
Yeah,
I kind of like that.
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
Yeah, that is.
Feel good about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel a little pressure now.
Hey, if Shedell can be a man for all seasons, and Withers can be, it's not news until Tom Withers says so, then you can be the boss when
you're
it comes
boss.
To the Browns.
All right, I'll give you that. That's
all right.
Fair enough.
I feel better. I feel like we're giving these people their due, Jeff. All of these people. And this, Scott, you are these people. You're so good at what you do.
Good Lord.
All right, let's
help me, Scott.
We're talking about fear of missing out on a wide receiver right now. And when we saw a couple of these guys, you know, sign over the weekend, do we have fear of missing out? Or are we just being fans saying, "Ooh, can you get me a name that we can throw a name jersey on with their name on the back of it?" Is that where we are, or is there a good game plan right here for the Browns right now?
I mean, I get that. I get if you're a fan, you look at the receiving core and say it's not good enough. It could be better, and free agency, you see people signing elsewhere. So I understand that. I think some of it's founded. I also always thought that the Browns would not spend a ton of money at that position. You know, they're already paying Amari Cooper $20 million a year. They don't want to replicate the salary structure when they were paying Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr. a ton of money at the same time. So I think that trims your options a little bit. And, you know, I think Andrew Berry actually is playing the market pretty well. You haven't seen any huge contracts from receivers, right? Jacoby Myers signed with the Raiders. You know, Juju Smith-Schuster signed, but I didn't think it was a huge deal. So I think they priced out the market well. It's just a matter of where that fit is. You know, Paris Campbell did not sign for a ton of money. I thought that he'd be a guy that might fit what they wanted, but it seems like he wasn't on their list because the price wasn't big. So I still think you're going to see a receiver in the draft and then some type of veteran added. I'm just not convinced it'll be, you know, a guy like Mecole Hardman, who's one of the top guys out there, that just feels a little too expensive to me, except if you could get him for 1 year in a cheap deal, right? Then I think the Browns could make that work.
Scott, my fear isn't of missing out at wide receiver, and you just said you think they'll draft one and that they'll sign one. My fear is that Andrew Berry and his staff feel they don't need to add to this position. That's not a – is that an irrational fear on my part?
Well, I don't want to, you know, take you to task, Jeff.
Go ahead.
I don't think that's an irrational fear. I think it's interesting when you talk about where the Browns prioritize. I think receiver is relatively high on that list. But I also believe that they think they have Amari Cooper and they have Donovan Peoples-Jones and they have David Njoku and now they have Jordan Akins. Where I think Andrew Berry would say the needed receiver isn't as great as other people view it, but that doesn't mean he's going to ignore the position. I know that the organization is well aware that they have a hole with the speed receiver, right? Speed wideout, we've talked about it a billion times. Whether that's a guy that stretches the field vertically and or horizontally, you need a quick twitch guy. They're well aware of that. So I don't think Andrew Berry's going into this, you know, and I know some people thought for a long time it was defensive tackle the Browns would ignore, and maybe it's linebacker the Browns would ignore. I don't think Andrew Berry feels that way about receiver. I think he says, okay, we already have a number one. You probably have a 2/3 in Donovan Peoples-Jones, so you don't have to break the bank at that position, number one. And number two, I think there's still other options out there. And number three, you have Deshaun Watson, and I think there is an element of, hey, if you're paying the quarterback $46 million, he better elevate the guys around him. And I think that goes into the calculus when it comes to talking about wide receiver.
It, what if they went what if they stayed pat with what they have right now?
Yeah, it's not good enough, in my opinion.
Sure.
You know, I think, you know, we talk about Donovan Peoples-Jones, who, you know, had a really strong year, but he's limited in what he does, right? He's a contested catch guy. Occasionally he gets deep down the field, straight line speed, but he's not a separator. You know, how good is he when the play breaks down, right? When you need to kind of stick your foot in the ground and burst. David Bell, you know, I think he's limited as well. Not, you know, he catches the ball when it's thrown to him. He finds those pockets and zones, but I'm not sure he's a two or a three. So I do think, because, you know, we haven't seen anything out of Anthony Schwartz, right? Michael Woods is too young. There is certainly a gap there. Is another probably 2/3 to pair with Donovan Peoples-Jones. Then David Bell slides in at your four. And then Schwartz and Woods are kind of like, okay, if they come out of nowhere and play well, that's a bonus. So I think the team recognizes that, but there's different ways to address that. It's a cheaper veteran and or a guy in the draft. And I think you can find those type of pieces, especially when the focus seems pretty narrow and they need it to be that speed receiver, right? So I think that makes it easier to identify guys in the draft and even in free agency is, hey, this is what we're looking for.
Scott Petrak joining us, Chronicle Telegram, BrownsZone.com, where you can read all of Scott's work. What have you thought about running back free agency and the fact that Kareem Hunt is still looking for a team?
Well, a couple things come to mind. It's interesting that Hunt's still out there. I don't think he's going to get anywhere near the deal that he had hoped he would get. He's not going to get anywhere near the deal that he just had with the Browns, right? $6 million a year. I don't see that happening. There's a lot of good names out there along with Kareem Hunt. So I think that's interesting. And a team's going to be happy when they get Kareem Hunt, right? I think he's going to upgrade and it's going to be a cheap deal and he's going to be motivated. And some team's going to not luck out, but some team's going to benefit from that. It also makes me think about the amount of money the Browns are paying Nick Chubb. And we all love Nick Chubb and the Browns love him. And he's, you know, they put him up as the example of what they want guys in their organization to be. But I don't think you'll ever see this regime pay another running back, what they're paying Nick Chubb. It just doesn't fit with the model. And if you look around the league, I mean, you know, supposedly the Titans shopped Derrick Henry. Supposedly the Vikings are willing to, or at least considering shopping Dalvin Cook. The, you know, Panthers traded Christian McCaffrey. So the best running backs in the league, their teams don't want to pay him. And I don't have any inclination that the Browns don't want to pay Nick Chubb. I just think it's never going to happen again because that's not the way the NFL is set up in 2023.
Scott, Anthony Walker is visiting the Commanders today, according to Adam Schefter. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah. I have two thoughts. One is I think it would be a loss if the Browns don't retain him. I don't think it would be a crushing loss. But he brings something to that defense. He's incredibly smart. He's a big team leader. The defense missed him when he wasn't, you know, after he hurt that quad last year, and I think it was week 4 against the Steelers. He was really missed. Now, I think Sione Takitaki being able to play middle linebacker, which he showed in the second half of the season before he tore his ACL, I think that solves a little bit of the problem, although you don't know how good when Takitaki's coming back from the torn ACL. How good he'll be, you know, when he comes back, you know, that sometimes the ACL takes a while to get over. So I think the Browns would like to keep Walker, the fact that he's in Washington is not a good sign there. And I think another factor is he's incredibly close with Jacoby Brissett. And Brissett just signed with Washington, and I could see those guys. They were together in Indianapolis. They both live in South Florida. I could see him reunite again in Washington.
What'd you think of Brissett going to Washington? And the fact that the Browns are sitting here still looking for a backup quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to – I don't think the Browns are going to pay a quarterback $8 million, which is what I think Jacoby got. And we knew that. And I think it's more – it's not only about the money. I think more important to Jacoby is that he has a chance to, if not start, to compete for the starting job. And obviously that's not going to happen here. If Deshaun Watson stays healthy, you know, Brissett would play a snap a game as a, you know, quarterback sneak guy, right? And that's not – what he wants to do. So unless the market had bottomed out, I thought it was, you know, a foregone conclusion that Brissett was going to wind up somewhere else. The fact that it's Washington You know, the Commanders have spent all offseason just raving about Sam Howell, right? Their fifth-round pick a year ago. He's going to be the guy. I think the fact that they brought in Brissett says it's going to be a competition. They're not going to go chase a guy like Lamar Jackson, but it's way too early to say Howell's the guy. And, you know, if I were a betting man, I would say Jacoby Brissett's going to be the starter week one.
Wow. And stay there?
Well, no. I mean, it's not like a fifth-round pick. It's not like you're married to that guy. You know, he's not invested a bunch. You know, I know they like kind of what they saw. He only started one game as a rookie. I think, you know, we saw Brissett play pretty well last year. Now, he's not a franchise quarterback. I think we can all agree on that. But can he be a bridge until Washington decides what to do? I think that's possible. Now, that's assuming that Howard doesn't blow the doors open in the preseason. But if Brissett wins the job, then I think he has the chance to keep the job for the season.
As I look at Brown Zone with Scott Petrak, brownzone.com, that big headline is something that we were talking about on the morning show today as well, 1 year since Deshaun Watson became a member of the Cleveland Browns. Where are we in that year, my friend?
Yeah, I just thought it was worthwhile taking a look back because it's such a monumental moment in this franchise for so many reasons. And we all know the backlash, the controversy involving that came along with that trade. But now, a year later, to me, it's the fact that there's so many unanswered questions. And it's, is he going to return to the guy that he was in 2020 with Houston? We don't know that. You know, we've had this discussion before. Do we think he will? I still think he has a skill set. I think he's young enough that I would expect him to play toward that level. But also, not only do we have those questions, then you have all this pressure, at least in my opinion, because if he doesn't play like that guy that the Browns mortgaged, you know, five draft picks, including three number ones, and paid this unprecedented contract to, then we're going to have a big-time shakeup in the organization. And if he doesn't play like a top-five guy, if he doesn't give you a chance to compete with the Patrick Mahomes and the Joe Burrows and the Josh Allens, then the trade was a disaster. And you're going to feel, I think this organization will feel the repercussions for a long, long time because they went all in with a guy who had a ton of questions off the field. And I think there's still questions to be answered on the field.
Quarterbacks in the AFC, Scott, though, are so good. And you mentioned a couple of them. And I think you'd be hard-pressed to say right now that Deshaun Watson's even in the top eight in the AFC at quarterback. I think he's, you know, based on what he's done in the six games that he's played since he's been back, I think you're hard-pressed to say that, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I would have to go over the list. I mean, I named three guys right there.
Yeah, you didn't.
Assume Aaron Rodgers is here. You assume Lamar Jackson's with Baltimore. Given the most recent play, I would take Jackson. I think that's a discussion you could have.
Tua, Trevor Lawrence.
Tua, yeah. I mean, I'm not a huge Tua guy, but I get it. He played better than Watson last year by
a
ton.
Yeah.
Lawrence is coming on strong at the end of the season. Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right, Jeff. The point is he has to play better than those guys.
Yep.
Right? Like, if you're paying, especially with the contract, and we all know that paying a rookie quarterback, right, a quarterback on a rookie contract, it allows you to do so much more with your roster. And we saw that. We keep seeing it with Cincinnati. We saw it with Philadelphia last year. We saw it with the Browns when they went to the playoffs in 2020. When that dynamic changes, then that quarterback has to play better because you just can't have the talent across the roster. You can't have the depth across the roster. And Patrick Mahomes, perfect example, last year, elevated everybody around him, took this receiving core that didn't have Tyreek Hill, and won a Super Bowl, right? Now Watson has to play, like, close to that level, and that doesn't mean it's all on him. I mean, the roster has to be better. These free agent signings have to work out. You have to make the right draft picks. But so much of it is about how the quarterback plays, and I just don't think you can get past that. And the uncertainty is because Watson did not play to the level that is necessary in those final six games last year.
Scott, last question for you in 20 seconds or less. Your brackets, are they still good, bad, or indifferent?
Destroyed. Marquette lost. Yeah, Marquette lost. That destroyed it.
Good for the game or not good for the game? All these upsets.
Oh, I think it's good. I think it's really interesting. I think it's fun. I think it adds a lot to it. You can make the argument that you need more of the huge names, right, the Kentuckys, the Dukes. But I like the randomness.
There you have it, the expertise of Scott Petrak. Thank you, Scott. We appreciate you.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Ellis.
All right, he is Scott Petrak, and he joined us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.